How you guys doing? It was relatively easy. So we practiced yesterday, and everyone was a bit tired after practice. So it's nice to get on the flight and get over here and try to get ready to win a football game. Oh, it's early in the morning. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to get you one. It was mostly sleep, because we've got some work to do today, so I think a lot of the guys were kind of took advantage of some rest, and it was a decent flight, and but I think everyone feels pretty good. I'm sorry? Certainly the double-decker buses that you see, and certainly a lot of support that we're getting from both you guys and from the fans. I know I misspoke the other day. I have to, there's a big event tomorrow for all the fans that I guess a lot of the players are going to. And so yeah, it definitely has a different feeling. I think all the players kind of coming together on a long flight and to be here for 3 or 4 days together will be a lot of fun for all of us. So hopefully the fans really enjoy the game. We have pretty crazy fans in America, so there's probably not much that I haven't seen at this point.
Tom, having traveled as much as you have, knowing sports as well as you do, the NBA, for example, has done a great job going forward.
Sure.
Why do you think that's more difficult in the NFL? Do you see football evolution that happened worldwide?
Not sure. It's you know, everybody has their cultures and their traditions, and certainly a lot of countries play basketball. You know, football is a bit unique to America. I know there's certainly other countries that understand the game, play the game, watch the game based on, you know, what you hear about people watching Super Bowl games and so forth. But there's a lot that goes into American football with the rules and the equipment and the amount of players that you need and referees and you know, growing up as a kid, we played two-hand touch, which I'm sure all the American kids do, but I know this part of the country is dominated by soccer or football. But it's, I hope so one day. I mean, it's a great sport. It's and there's a reason why all of us chose this particular sport, and there's the team elements of this game and the structure of the game and the scheme of the game is so critical to our success. So, you know, you look at a sport like basketball where it's much more, you throw the ball to one guy, and not that they don't have plays, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of, you know, you get the ball to Kobe Bryant at the end of the game, and, you know, he wins the game for you. So football is not really like that. You know, every single guy has an important role, and unless that person does their role, then it doesn't usually end up being a very good play. So, I hope so, and I hope it continues to grow, and that's why we're here. We're here to kind of be ambassadors for the NFL, and I think the players understand that, and the players are excited about that. You know, but at the same time, we realize our main goal is to win a football game, because it's starting to be a much longer flight home if we don't take care of business. I wouldn't say much. You know, I think this is a different team, different experience that's really unique to this particular game. So, the stadium, I mean, everyone will get used to that pretty quickly. But it's a great venue for us to play in. And I think most importantly is using these next few days to prepare and not necessarily get distracted by all the different things that you could possibly go out and do, because it's not like this is a vacation. If this was a typical road trip for us, we'd land on a Saturday and then get prepared that night and go out and play the next day. We have a few extra days, so hopefully we use it well and prepare well and not as, you know, really a sightseeing type tour for us, which it's certainly not that.
Tom, it's been 10 years since you beat the Rams in Super Bowl 36. What do you remember about that night, and you've had a foreseen 10 years of success in this fall?
It doesn't seem like long ago, but at other times it does seem like it was a long time ago. How do I feel about that experience? That was a long time ago. A lot of hits ago. So, you win the Super Bowl is, my second year in the league, and it was, you never forget that. And that's something that's embedded in your mind and heart for the rest of your life. We had so many great teammates that were a part of that, and guys that I'm still friends with. We played one of the best teams that I've ever played against, and I think that's really where Patriot football and team football really kind of started for us, in New England. And it took a team effort to win that game. It was, like I said, an exceptional team that we faced, and they had some Hall of Famers on that team, some guys that were playing the height of their career, and we found a way to beat him. We lost him earlier in that season. So it was a very memorable night. Very memorable night. Certainly since then, it's been more than I could ever ask for as a person, as a player, and I'm sure a lot of my teammates feel the same way.
What's like losing after you have such a success? How do you get over
some past it? Well, it's. I think you realize you're right. I mean, when you win like we did early in my career here and in our career as Patriots, you don't take it for granted. I think as time's gone on, you realize how challenging that was, because we've had some great teams since then. We just haven't had a chance to win the Super Bowl. We got there twice, but didn't really close the deal. And I think, as a team, you realize all the small things that go into preparing each week and the process that you put into each game so that you can perform at your highest level when it matters the most. So, losing sucks, and especially to lose the Super Bowl at the end of the season like we did last year. It's a very disappointing feeling, but at the same time, you have mental toughness to move forward and not allow that to have any impact on what we've done this season. And, we're still growing as a team. We're not even really to the halfway point, but I think each step along the way we've learned and we've gotten a little bit better, a little more prepared, and hopefully this weekend is our best game of the season.
I interviewed Marcel Darius yesterday, and he said about you, his words not mine, that you're a long leader, you've seen a long leader, senior official name. Just wondered if you had any response to that.
I'm in his face all game? Oh. Well, I tried to just focus on my job, so... I think there's a lot of things that go on outside of what I do that the other players on my team are focused on. And I certainly have supreme confidence that they're going to be able to do that. So that frees me up to be the player that I need to be, because my team needs me to be at my very best. And, that's what I try to do every single day. I think that's what all of us as teammates try to do. You try to be accountable to the guy next to you so that you free them up to do their job. And that's why teammates like Wes Welker and Deion Branch that I've had for a long time, that I never need to say anything to those guys. They're always in the right place, they're always doing the right thing, and that's why I have so much trust and confidence in them. That's why when you choose to throw the ball to them, the execution is at such a high level, because we both have trust that we're both going to be doing the exact same thing at the right time, at the right moment, in the most important situations.
And you talk about the quality of your teammates and the Do you have a favorite
CP worker
to be? Is there anyone impressing you from the new
group that came through? There's been so many, that I've been lucky enough to play with. Guys that are all of them have been a little bit different, so it's hard to pick really a favorite guy. I mean, Troy Brown, who is an incredible receiver for us on our team, got elected to our Hall of Fame this season. He's one of the greatest teammates I've ever had. Randy Moss had one of the greatest receiving seasons of anybody to ever play the game. Wes Welker has been a dominant receiver for the last 6 years. He's one of my best friends. So, all those guys add something different, bring something different. They have really unique skill sets. But I think what sets them apart is the emotion and the character that they bring to the team. And their leadership ability really transpires their physical ability, which allows them to reach heights that, you know, not many guys in the NFL reach. So, you know, I've been very fortunate to play with those guys, and I appreciate them and all the work that they do to prepare themselves so that they could be at their best for not only myself, but for all of our teammates. I think so. They're always excited about anything. When you're 23 years old or 22 years old, there's not much you're not excited about. So, maybe not till after the game, but that's when you really got to keep a tight leash on those two guys. So.
You guys
going to
be up going out and running after the game? Is it straight
up? We're staying here tonight, so I'm sure everybody will have some different plans. Mine calls for sleep, so. You know, my job is I have other guys. Offensive line is really focused on what they need to do. It's a very good defensive line that we're facing, one that puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback from their scheme standpoint, but also just from their playmaking ability. And Quinn and Long are exceptional pass rushers, and they've really proven that over the course of multiple seasons. So they, it's a very good defense, and I think they challenge you in a lot of ways. We've got to be at our very best. I said, you know, we've been inconsistent at times throughout the season, which has led to, you know, a very mediocre record from us. But, you know, at the same time, our goals are still ahead of us, and this would be a very important win for us if we can get it going into, you know, a bye week next week.
Tom, related to that, this season you guys have been a strange travel year with the Pistons, the preseason game on the road. How important would it be to get your group when you have the bye week and two home games? You look at this as an opportunity to kind of put things together, get guys healthy. You guys are pretty banged up.
Sure, yeah, and that's what happens. You know, you go this long, and guys are playing with bumps and bruises, and certainly nobody's 100% at this point. And you know, everyone kind of looks at that bye week as a point where, man, if we could just get to the bye week, get a little bit healthy, then, you know, we can, you know, hopefully put together a great stretch of games. So, you know, you look at this game as this is a very critical point and critical game in our season where if we can just get to 5-3, you know, we feel like we're at a decent point. Where we've learned a lot from the last eight games. We've learned what we do well. We learned the things that we don't do so well. And, you know, you can move forward with mental toughness and playing Patriot football the kind of way that we need to the rest of the year when, you know, football season really gets going.
Can you use the experience from Seattle?
Yeah, that was, you know, that was basically the same distance, just opposite direction. And that was, you know, we played decent football for, you know, most of that game, and then, you know, let the lead kind of slip away there at the end. You know, hopefully we play better than we played at that particular moment in that particular game. But, you know, we're excited for this game. This is it's a different game. It's a different challenge, and I think we've been preparing since, you know, our game ended against the Jets last Sunday, and I think all the players seem to be excited about for. You know, this weekend.
Hey, Tom, things you're learning today why American football is crazy bad. They say rugby is tough. What's your thoughts on rugby?
On rugby? I mean, I have a lot of respect for those guys. They're some tough guys. But, yeah, it's a great sport. I've always enjoyed watching. I had a lot of friends who played rugby growing up. And, I don't understand the rules so much. Or that wouldn't be my type of game where you have to run fast. Lucky enough to be in a situation where I can just kind of stand there and throw the ball to the fast guys. So, yeah, but it's a great sport. It's a physical sport. You know, our sport is very physical. You know, I think the size of our players and the speed that our players move at, you know, yeah, you have pads, but believe me, you still feel it. You know, the more physical you are as a team, the more imposing you are as a team, usually, the more success you have. Well, I think that's, you know, I'm not sure. I don't make any of those decisions, or if it was up to me, it's really not up to me. Maybe one day if I was the owner of a team, it would be. But I think that it's a great thing that we're here. I think it's a great thing that people get to experience, American football, and why I think we enjoy it so much. Whether that ever happens on a regular basis, those questions are probably for other people, but I know this experience is fun for us players, and we look forward to the opportunity of sharing our game with people who probably don't get to see it very often. And maybe there's more games in the future. I think that would ultimately be the goal for everybody. Yeah, I think our coach does a very good job of that. So I kind of leave that to the coaches. And, there's some things as a veteran on our team and through, the captains always speak to a lot of the younger players about what we're going to experience. But, we let coach handle a lot of that stuff.
At this time, when you guys plan those sessions to the stage, like after the field,
it's a beautiful stadium. It's it's a very big stadium. It was loud from last time I remember. The fans were into it. There's a lot of whistles and horns, which we're really not used to in the States very much. But communication is always an issue for offensive football. And, we worked with some sound this week to get used to the not being able to communicate as well. So. You never really know when they're going to be cheering, so you got to prepare for it both without crowd noise and with crowd noise. But it's really a beautiful stadium, and I know how much I enjoyed it the last time I played here.
So just follow on from that, we mentioned a little bit that a home game on paper for the Rams. It's going to be a more robust support for the Patriots. Have you noticed that for the juniors compared to the last decade, there's a big Patriots fan base in the weekend?
I hope so. I mean, that's... That would make kind of logical sense for the New England Patriots to have some fans here in England. Hopefully we give them reasons to cheer over here. We're going to go out and try to play really well, and the better we play, the louder they're going to scream, and it'll feel great if we can come out with a win on Sunday. I'm just trying some different things out, so nothing really in particular. You may see the old one back this weekend. We didn't have very good games last time over that mountain. Go back to the old one.
John, could you compare your
second
year in Seattle,
just
yourself, to the rest of the time
Yeah, a lot of speed and playmaking ability at corner, very similar to Seattle. I think they had three guys, Fletcher, Finnegan, and Jenkins, that all play very aggressive. They're different teams, but similar in style in that they rush the quarterback and they expect the ball to come out quick. So when you're a secondary player, it's not like, oh man, I have to cover for very long. So whenever, the quarterback's dropping back, they're going to try to lock onto that receiver and jump routes and be aggressive, and I've been doing that all season. So they have confidence in their cover ability. So we're going to have to try to be able to protect long enough for our guys to get away from them, or else it's going to be a long night.
Tom, we got the Olympics here this year. Did you watch them? And if you weren't playing professional football, what Olympic event do you think you'd be good at?
Oh, man. Of course I saw the Olympics. I think the U.S. won the most medals, which was pretty cool for the American fans. But I heard how great an experience it was here, and how England really embraced the Olympics, and everyone really enjoyed it. I don't think I compete in anything other than football. I'm glad I chose this sport. So I'm not the most athletic person in the world, but I got a decent arm, so it works for being an NFL quarterback, but not many other things. Maybe a baseball pitcher, but that's not an Olympic sport. Some close ones? Well, hopefully, we've learned from that. I think I've said that a few times. Our execution hasn't been the best in those situations. But, we're 4-3, so, we've had some where we've done better than others there in the fourth quarter of these games. We had a pretty good fourth quarter last game. We showed some resiliency, a little bit of toughness. Hope we learn from that and we do a better job going forward. But that's when the defense makes it tough on you. When they really got to tighten the coverage and tighten the pass rush and try to get the ball back. And we've had a couple games where we haven't done a very good job of that. Yeah, we were exhausted too, all the way up until we got home. It was a it was one of those games that you're glad you win because you put a lot of energy and emotion to it, and you had the ups and downs of the games, and then after the game you feel like you play two games when it goes that way. So I think we've hopefully we've learned a lot of good things from it. Hopefully we gain some confidence that we can win very close games and win games in overtime. Defense made critical plays when they needed to. Offense did, special teams did. So, you go into a game like this and you understand that it's going to be close and you have confidence that you can pull them out and that if you need a play that somebody's going to make them. Yeah, well, he was an incredible player for us for a long time, and I had so much trust in him and confidence in him, as everybody did, because of the way that he performed and played for us for over a decade. He was everything you look for in a teammate, and I think Nate having a year to watch, and Nate played a lot last year as well, played a lot of right tackle, but to see the way that Matt played, the way that Matt prepared, and now to play next to Logan Mankins, who's one of the the best players I've ever played with, certainly helps everybody. So Nate's done a great job and works extremely hard. He's very gifted as a player, and he brings a great attitude to the game. He's a tough guy. He wants to do the right thing. He's very smart, and he puts a lot of time and energy and effort into it, trying to be the best that he can be. So I love having him over there. He's got a great future.
Pick two teammates
you
would
root
for us to say
so that they'd be a one. Oh man. As a single man or as a married man?
I think you
did that. Oh man. I mean, I've got some great friends on the team, so it would be a bus. It couldn't just be two. There'd be a lot of guys. I got some great teammates and guys that I've developed such strong relationships with, and I think that's the thing that you enjoy the most. The games are really important and you love that, but also when you play football and you work hard and you're bleeding, you play with broken bones, and you look at the guy next to you and you have so much respect for him because of he's doing the same thing. Someone like Wes Welker, who's one of my best friends, who is small in stature but has a bigger heart than anybody on the team. Those are the guys that are lifelong friends and lifelong relationships, and because you know that you can always count on someone like that. So probably not for me. It's going to be hard to find me when I retire. I'm going to be somewhere warm and sunny and with no phone. Sorry? To stay in the game? I don't know. Hopefully that's a long time from now. But, I love football. I love the sport. Hopefully, I can play for a long time. It's all I know. It's all I really have done. It's all I've ever really looked forward to. And, it's a great, it's there's nothing better than it.
Is there any surprise about the playing surface there when we were relative
to? Not from what I remember. No, it's actually very good, very solid turf. I know when we played for it last time, we thought it would be a little slippery, but watching the previous game, but I think it rained that game. So I hopefully, I don't know what the forecast is for this game. I think there's always a chance of rain here in London, right? It was nice turf from what I remember. And we practice on grass quite a bit, even though we play on an artificial surface. We practice on grass all the time. And I think all the players prefer playing on grass. I certainly do. So it's nice when you have these grass games because just a little bit softens the fall a little bit when those guys are landing on top of you.
Thank you.
Christ. Sure. We will look for them. Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.